now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Got a special celebration of Dean Martin's birthday this week as we blow out the candles for old Dino, talking about the man himself, Tony from the Sharps, who's actually impersonated him for a fair while now. In Swank Advice, we talk small talk, and I've got a movie review for you as well. Kicking off now with Tom Gabel and The Cat on The Cocktail Nation.
See up into the sky. I'll be here, I'll be there. You'll see my shadow everywhere. From the east to the west, take a ride with me, be my guest. Can you wait, can you stay, until the cat comes out to play? I'll be in seven places at a time. You're watching me leave as I arrive. Through the night, through the day, you can see me making my way. For my love can't be enough. For the goal, for the game, to the fire and into the flame. I will pass while you sleep, up to the sky and to the deep. For the sun, for the moon, from midnight into the noon. I will wait, I will stay, until the cat comes out to play. The time you're watching me leave as I arrive. Through the night, through the day, you can see me making my way. For my love can't be enough. For the goal, for the game, into the fire and into the flame. I will pass while you sleep, up to the sky and to the deep. For the sun, for the moon, from midnight until the noon. I will wait, I will stay, until the cat comes out to play. You know I will stay, until the cat comes out to play. You know I will stay, until the cat comes out to play.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited and Night of the Jaguar. That's the brand new one from the album Music from the Sixth Floor. You can grab it right now via Dionysus Records.
D'ici c'est de Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Got Tony from the Sharps on the line. Hey, buddy, good to talk to you, man.
Hey, how's it going, Coop?
Fantastic. Now, the reason I'm talking to you on the show this week is because yesterday was the anniversary of Dean Martin's 100th birthday, and I remember when it was Sinatra's 100th. It was a big deal. So I thought, you know, let's get you on the phone because you do a bit of a Dean Martin show from time to time, don't you?
Yeah, I do Dean here and there in Vegas and wherever else I can do it. And, you know, everybody celebrated Sinatra's and nobody's really saying too much about Dean's. And so I figured, why not? Let's celebrate Dean Martin's 100th birthday.
Yeah, now you've actually got a special party on tonight in Vegas.
Yes, tonight over here at my house, which I call my swinging pad, because I got a house, I've got a bar in it and a lot of old retro stuff. It's a new house on the outside, but retro on the inside. And a lot of Rat Pack and Dean Martin stuff all around, and 60s and 70s vibes. So it's cool, and we're gonna have everybody coming over here and having some fun and toast one to Dean.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I suppose if somebody wants to go along, they can always message you through Facebook. We could give out your address, but then thousands of people might descend upon your house, and you know, then you have to call the cops.
Right.
You know.
I don't have that much room. I don't have that much room to park in the cul-de-sac.
Now, tell us a little bit about your love of Dean Martin, because he's such an interesting guy. I mean, there are so many Dean Martin stories out there. What's one of your faves?
Yeah, just the fact that, you know, every time when I mention to people that I do Dean Martin, and they always get a big smile on their face, and the women will always say, "Oh, my mom loved his show, and I love him." And guys are always like, "Hey, he's the coolest. He's like what they used to say, you know, all the girls want to be with him, and all the guys want to be him."
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what Dean was. He was like almost like a stand-up comic that sang.
Yeah.
And he was funny. He was smooth. He was witty, and he didn't, you know, contrary to popular belief, he didn't drink on stage, really. He just portrayed a drunk on stage.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He liked to drink, but on stage he wasn't what, you know, people thought he was up there drinking.
Yeah. So. One of my favorite books about Dean Martin is the one, Nick Tosh's book, Dino Living High in the Dirty Business of Dreams. I thought it was an amazing book. If you don't know a lot about Dean Martin, this is a book that's well worth reading. One of my favorite interesting stories that I got out of this book was how in his early days he sold off so much of himself to various managers that there was literally nothing left. If anything, he owed people, you know?
Yeah, I know. That was funny.
I
heard about all that too, what he did.
You know, it's lucky that he probably knew a few guys, because it might have got him into a bit of trouble.
And I know that he was also a boxer in his earlier days, and so his fingers got kind of mauled up from just boxing and fighting and stuff, and that was one of the reasons why he always had to have something in his hands, like a cigarette or a glass or something, just because his hands felt just kind of big and thick and awkward, and so by having like a cigarette in there, it just helped just kind of keep the balance of his fingers and everything.
That's interesting.
So that was one of the reasons why he just kind of had it in his hands a lot.
Yeah. When you play Dean Martin on stage, what sort of things do you accentuate to really get into character?
Well, you know, you've got to try to get the look as much as you can, and the just the attitude and the vibe pretty much is 90% of it. You know, if you can come across with that likable vibe, which Dean was a very likable person, and smile and say a couple of jokes about getting drunk or whatever, because that's what people expect to hear.
Yeah.
Break the ice a little bit, smile, sing in a nice little smooth voice, and crack some good jokes, and, you know, it's all part of it. I mean, a lot of people think that he was just some drunk on stage, and I've seen some Dean Martin impersonators, and they just try to portray a drunk on stage. It's like, no, don't do that 24/7. You know, maybe you throw it in here and throw it in there, and maybe a little bit of his phrasing when he sings. You know, you can't do it 100%. You got to do it in spots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're still you, but you're portraying him. So you throw in those key phrases or lines or you know, the tone of his voice or something, some of the way he used to sing things. So you just do that once in a while, and it helps. And after one of the great compliments I got a long time ago, I was doing the Rat Pack show at the Four Queens downtown Las Vegas, and there was a couple people at the meet and greet. They came up afterwards, and they were talking to me and the Frank Sinatra guy, and they just said, "Hey, you know, we got to tell you, when you guys first came out, we were a little disappointed because you guys didn't look exactly like Frank and Dean.
Yeah.
You looked enough like them, but you didn't look exactly like them. But after about 5 minutes, as you guys started to talk and do your mannerisms and, you know, just what you did on stage, they both said after about 5 minutes, we felt like, hey, we're watching Frank and Dean up here." and so it's like, wow, that's one of the greatest compliments I could ever get.
Yeah.
You know? Because I don't look exactly like him, but I look enough, but I'm not, you know, there's some impersonators that will just, they come out on stage and it's like, wow,
yeah,
that's a perfect likeness.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people don't have that. So you got to come up with all the other mannerisms and things to make you feel like I'm watching Dean up here.
And look, there's only so much that plastic surgery can do if you really want to spend the money.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm going to see Dina Martin is coming to town here again in a couple weeks. On the 24th. And a friend of mine knows her, and she got me. She took me to the show a couple years ago when she was here, and then we went up to her suite. And she had a little party, and I got to talk to her and stuff. She's really nice, really a great person. And but one of the things she said on stage, I use her line when I do Dean. Because she says, "Yeah, I'm Italian." She says, "I'm so Italian, my birthstone is cement."
I love it.
You know what? That's a good one. I'll take that one for Dean.
That is fantastic. Well, you know, the interesting thing with Dean Martin too, I think, is that he was the kind of guy that in his life he knew a lot of guys. You know, because that was his background. He met more guys. You know, the type of guys I'm talking about. But the thing was, he was never kind of really beholden to them, though. It seemed to me that, you know, even when Frank would call, if he didn't want to do something, he didn't do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Another little fact is Elvis really emulated Dean quite a lot.
Yeah.
And not only in his singing, because you listen to some of those songs that Elvis did, and it sounds like Dean could have done it, you know,
yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why Elvis dyed his hair black too, to look more like Dean and Tony Curtis and stuff like that. But he was a big Dean Martin fan.
Yeah. Well, cheers to Dean Martin. Happy 100th,
cheers.
Dean Martin, if you're listening to the show right now from up above.
Yeah, 100 years. And so everybody, salute, toast, and have some bourbon. And drink up to Dino.
Absolutely. Favorite Dean Martin song?
One of my favorites is You Can't Love Them All, which is, it's a cool little song. It's not a big hit, but it's a great little tune. But I love all of them. All of them, I sing, you know, Kick in the Head, and Everybody Loves Somebody. I mean, it's just all great songs.
Yeah.
But You Can't Love Them All is a great one. I don't know if you've ever spun that on your show before.
It's ready to go. I've got it at my fingertips. It's ready to go.
All right.
I'll let you introduce it.
All right. Are we ready to go?
Fire away.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, celebrating Dino's 100th birthday this week. He turns 100. So everybody raise your glasses. If you're wearing glasses, raise those too. Raise your glasses and toast to Dino 100. And here's one of his favorite songs, You Can't Love Them All. Take it away, Dean.
Hello, doll.
Hello, doll.
Eight.
Date.
Hello, doll.
Hello, doll.
Ten.
Amen.
Hello, doll.
Hello, doll.
12.
12:15.
Bye-bye.
Hello, doll.
You can't love them all. You can't love them all. thought may be wonderful, but the chances are small. You can't land each one that passes by, but you can try, you can try, you can try. You can't kiss them all, oh, you can kiss them all. The ones who have tried have found that they're not quite that tall. They'll call you an optimistic dope, but you can hope, you can hope, you can hope. They've been able to prove there are mountains that you can move. They've been able to show there's a way to make rain and snow, but you simply can't love them all. No, you can't love them all. 'Cause one day that one gal will catch your eye, and you'll know why, you'll know why, you will know why. One day that one chick will make you sigh, and you'll know why. Yeah, you'll know why. You'll know why you can't love them all. Hello, doll.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, Three Sons and Fly Me to the Moon. It's Coop Cooper with you. Coming up, Gal Jada, got the Shafts for you as well. Of course, we spoke to Tony earlier, and we'll hear from the Shafts with their version of the Flintstones theme, and some swank advice on the way for you as well. I'll look at what's going on this week in the Cocktail Nation magazine. Of course, you can download it anytime for free. It's a free Flipboard magazine. Links via the website, cocktailnation.net. Here's an interesting story about how the world's most interesting man befriended the world's most powerful man. You might remember the most interesting man in the world from those beer commercials. Well, it turns out this man actually had a very, very interesting life in real life. The actor's name is Jonathan Goldsmith, and he had a very interesting 40-year career. He'd befriended some of the biggest stars. He'd been Judy Garland's date. He'd been shot by John Wayne in a movie. Starred opposite Burt Lancaster. A very interesting guy. You might like to check out this story. Also a story on why pilots say, Roger that. A story on how the Aloha shirt is back. And a demographer has argued that we are reliving the 1930s based on the rise of nationalism across the world. Our faith in democracy is fading. What does it mean for the future of the West? I said this to a few people, and people kind of laughed at me when I said we're literally living through the 1930s all over again. So, check out the story. Some compelling arguments there on the Cocktail Nation.
Digue de Cocktail Nation 8 longe leader Coucou Père.
Hello there.
The Cocktail Nation. Music for your bachelor pad.
Thank you.
Cocteau Nation, the Sharps with the Flintstones theme also played. Cal Jada, It Didn't End. And freshly Squeege, Angelo Badalamenti, of course, from the Twin Peaks TV show of the 1990s. Of course, that has been revised. And I found that song a little while ago watching the original one, trying to rewatch it. I found it pretty painful.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank Advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
How to master small talk is the topic today. Check out my free ebook, Swank Advice, is available in the iBook store. If you'd like to hear about this article and many, many more that we've got in the book, it's free too. Simply head over to the Apple iBooks store. Here's something to avoid. Saying these words, what do you do? It's one of the first questions people lead in. And I've often thought it's a pretty good way to kill a conversation, particularly if somebody doesn't really want to talk about their job. And for many of us, it's the thing you do every single day. It's not necessarily the thing that you want to talk about. It might be appropriate maybe for a work function, business function, but the barbecue sometimes it's a little bit of a harsh way to start. And it's one of those things that tends to put people into a class box. You want people to feel comfortable. One of the other things not to say is, where do you live? It's something that happens in Sydney all the time because, and maybe it happens in your town, where you live in Sydney really indicates what your financial status is. Whether or not you're rich or you're poor, it can be very uncomfortable. I now say when people ask me, I just simply say, I live in Sydney. And I brush over it, move on. I don't want to disclose how much money I earn. And I feel that by saying where I live, people have got a pretty good idea how I'm doing, which is well, by the way. Start with a compliment. How about this one? Compliment the person on perhaps what they're wearing, maybe the party if they are the host. I remember working at a radio station that had just been taken over by a new company as the new executives were walking around the building. I remember one stopping me to meet me and he mentioned a joke that I'd made on air once before that he'd heard, obviously listening before they come in, and I thought it was a great icebreaker. How about this? Be a listener rather than trying to win the conversation. A lot of people think they're pretty darn entertaining and the life of the party, but the reality is they're often the people who struggle to have close relationships. They're too focused on the next witty gem. So there you go, some great tips for you to check out and use at your next party that you attend or next social function. And you can find this piece of advice and many more in my free Apple iBook, which is in the Apple Store. Perfect for your Apple device if you want to read too. It's made for it, so check it out today. Got links via the website cocteaunation.net. Look at the World of Swank gig guide now for pasttimeonclocks.com. June 17, at the Basement in Sydney, we've got the Martini Lounge. June 22, Oana Luau at the Lake. August 10, Tiki Oasis and Tiki Day coming up at Disneyland. October 1. If you've got an event on, I'd love to hear from you. Email thecocteaunation@gmail.com. Back into the music, Cherry Mulligan and Blueport now. We'll be right back.
Just a minute, not so fast. This may be the old bomb in the bonbon box trick. You better check it out.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Christopher De Groot and Gunshot Cha-Cha-Cha. About a week or so ago, we found out all about Christopher De Groot and how he's a very rare breed indeed, an Australian exotica artist. Movie review for you this week, The Finest is the movie. Here's the trailer.
This is the BBC. London suffered further heavy bombing raids last night.
Welcome to the Ministry of Information Film Division. Mr. Buckley seems to think you're what we need.
For doing what?
We'll need someone to write the slop.
Slop?
Women's dialogue.
I thought it was a secretarial post.
Well, for God's sake, keep that to yourself.
30 million attend the cinema every week. Your film must show your American sisters that this is a war their husbands should be fighting.
So what do you think? No screen credit?
But obviously we can't pay you as much as the chaps.
We must give them a character with whom they can identify.
Uncle Frank.
60s. Looks older.
We all have a part to play and defeat in here.
Not this part. It's a corpse role. He's dead before the end of Act 3.
You'll absolutely love this film. It's a 1940s adventure. Moments of brashness and poignancy in this film. And it's all about the love that flowers in the ruins of Blitz hit London and in the dusty offices of the Ministry of Information's film unit as various high-minded creative types use the magic of cinema to keep the nation's pecker up. And I tell you what, when you think of some of the propaganda that gets around today, yeah, it almost seems like we're smack bang in wartime London. Anyway, check it out. It's a fun story. Here's James Spencer. We found out about James's new album, Exotica, the Cocktail Piano Hour, just last week. Here's a track from that album. It's called Columbine.
Thank you.
Lounge Exotica and Space Jazz. This is Cocktail Nation with Cuckoo Pair.
Cocktail Nation, Piero Pioni and Spiral Waltz. Next week, Jason Whiten is back talking spies. Do check out his page, spyvibe.com. It'll leave with Gene Rains now. And Song of Delilah, Stay Up.